Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you another soul winning tip. And in this soul winning tip, I want to talk to you about the importance of staying engaging. And basically what I mean is trying your best to keep the attention of the people that you're talking to. Now, of course, you know, the gospel is very serious business. It's not a joke. It's not a video game or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, you can be entertaining as you're preaching the gospel. You can do a better job of trying to keep people's focus as you're preaching the gospel. So I want to give you three quick tips to that. Number one is just having compassion on the people that you're talking to. Actually caring about the people that you're talking to. Whether you realize it or not, people can often sense whether or not you actually care about them or not. Some people might go soul winning just because they feel obligated. Maybe their friends are going, it's kind of their routine. Maybe their life is getting really busy and they don't really want to go soul winning on a Saturday or a Sunday, but they're just kind of going through the motions at that point in their life. And you know, it's going to come out as they're preaching the gospel. The people that are listening to them are going to be able to actually tell that they don't actually have a care or compassion for them. See, the Bible says, and if some have compassion, making a difference. When you think of the reality of heaven and hell and how unsaved people are going to burn in hell forever if they do not get saved, you ought to have compassion on those people. And it's going to become evident to the people you're talking to whether you actually have that or not. Jesus even said in Matthew 10 as he's sending them out to preach the gospel, and when you come to an house, salute it. When you're saluting a house, you have a deep respect for the people that you're talking to. And as we're going preaching the gospel, it sounds very simple, but we should just be excited in what we're actually doing. A great example of what not to do are the Jehovah's Witnesses. They walk very slowly from door to door. It's obvious they don't really care who they're talking to, and they're just kind of going through the motions because they feel obligated to do that. Sometimes as soul winners, our lives can get busy, and maybe sometimes we go out soul winning in the same sort of way. You know, if that's developing in your life, you need to make a change because the people we're talking to are going to be able to tell whether or not you have real compassion for them or not. So point number one, just have compassion and care and love for the people you're talking to. And it's going to be evident as you're preaching the gospel. Your gospel is going to help keep them paying attention to what you're saying better. Number two, do not sound robotic preaching the gospel. Now, it's great when you first start preaching the gospel to take a good presentation, use it as your model, use it as your basis, and you're basically trying to repeat the things that they're saying. However, eventually the goal is to take that gospel presentation and make it your own. Now, I'm not talking about taking that gospel presentation and going off to crazy tangents and just saying things that are completely unrelated, but I'm just saying that all of us have different personalities. We're different people, and as long as you're explaining the same things in a logical way, it's okay to say things a little bit slightly differently that fit with, you know, how you want to preach the gospel or how your personality is. As long as it's in the same ballpark and it's not much different than a normal gospel presentation. So eventually you want to take that gospel presentation and make it your own. Now, it's good to start off by just basically repeating that gospel presentation. However, it's a little bit robotic. I mean, you're just kind of going through the motions. You're like a telemarketer who just has this spiel that he has to go through. And you know what? It's going to be obvious to the people that are listening if you're sounding robotic, and some people are going to lose focus because it's just not as interesting. So point one, have compassion. Point two, do not sound robotic. Point three, just stay interesting as you're preaching the gospel. The more you familiarize yourself with preaching the gospel and you get experience, you know, it's going to be easier to do these things because instead of just reading from a script, you're actually just thinking on the fly and, you know, you're paying attention to what they're saying and what they're thinking and things such as that. So we want to stay interesting as we're preaching the gospel. So I want to kind of give you an example of what I'm talking about. When I preach sermons, I never plan out jokes because I've tried that a couple times. It just doesn't work. The jokes fall flat. However, if you are just, you know, interested in what you're saying, sometimes jokes naturally come out and people will laugh and everything. And of course, if you listen to my sermons, I take the sermons very seriously. It's not just a joke. It's not like I'm spending 20 minutes just goofing off and not being serious. But at the same time, I'm trying to be a speaker that's, you know, not just going through a lecture, but, you know, I'm preaching a sermon and I'm allowing thoughts coming into my head as I'm preaching, and sometimes jokes might come out. And so an example of what I'm talking about is, you know, I've had this situation come up where I'm talking to two people or three people, And I think of a situation a couple months ago where I was talking to three people, and I asked them a question and said, do you think you're going to go to heaven or hell? And, you know, I think I said that if you committed murder after you get saved or something like that. One person said heaven, the next person said hell, and then the other person was being kind of quiet. And then so I was like, so do you think heaven? Do you think hell? Do you think purgatory? And I said purgatory as a joke because I had already explained to them that there's only heaven or hell. But I said in a joking way, so you think purgatory? And then the people kind of laughed at that. And so obviously your gospel presentation is not meant to be this big joke. You need to take it seriously. But I just want to help you understand that you don't have to sound like you're going through a lecture. You don't have to sound like a robot. You can actually go out there preaching the gospel as you feel comfortable, and you can be entertaining with the people. And, you know, I'm not saying make it a joke and just spend, you know, 50 minutes, you know, with whatever. But I'm just saying you want to try to stay as entertaining as possible. And if you stay more engaging, you're going to find less people fading out of the gospel presentation. So if you find yourself having a lot of people fading out of the gospel presentation, you know, you might want to make some very slight changes to just how you're explaining things, because maybe you're doing something slightly wrong. Because in general, when you're preaching the gospel, most people, if they said they're willing to listen, most people will end up paying attention to you. And so it should not be common for them to just always be fading out. Anyways, thank you and God bless.